Look to Jesus Christ, June 16. I am the bread of life, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. I am instructed to say that we must not look to any human being for power or experience, depending on them for strength and guidance. Christ says, "Look unto me. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I speak to those who claim to be children of God. Is it not time that we know the source of our strength and the source of our power? Shall we not, from this time forward, make a record more pleasing to the Lord? Scenes are presented to me that I can find no language to describe. Trials will come that will humble all hearts that are lifted up. Let no one feel that he is safe in following his own way, or in making man his trust. The Lord calls for men of experience, men who will carry responsibilities in his name and in his strength, men who will receive his grace with the realization of their accountability to impart it to others. The word of the living God is to be our guide. Each one is to realize his dependence upon him, whose he is by creation and by redemption. Read and study the statements made in the 6th chapter of John. Pray for an understanding of these truths. I am alarmed as I see the spiritual weakness of those who have had such great light. Had they walked in this light, they would have been strong in the Lord. But they have not, and those who come into the truth through their efforts look to human beings for wisdom, instead of looking to Jesus Christ, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. When those who claim to believe in Christ receive him by faith, he will be to them their sanctification, their righteousness, and their exceeding great reward. The Lord's agencies, the men of his appointment, are individually to receive wisdom from him. They greatly dishonor him when they trust in human devising as assurance. They are to see him distinctly as their sufficiency, their strength. Are you representing Christ? Have you broken away from the spirit and influence of worldly policy plans and from human devising? Are you eating daily of the bread of life? Let the prayer come from unfeigned lips, make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. The health food question.